Russia's ready for discussion, not invasion. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Leader Vladimir Putin just said he wants confidence-building talks with the U.S. and NATO as Russia supposedly pulls back some troops from the Ukraine border. Fox's Simon Owen following it all live.
Dave, Russia's defense ministry says some troops deployed near Ukraine are returning to their bases. It says a number of units have completed exercises and are withdrawing as planned. There's a skeptical reaction among Western officials.
So far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground.
NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is watching closely. He welcomed an apparent hint from President Putin about pursuing further diplomacy.
That gives some reason for cautious optimism.
But Stoltenberg insisted the crisis remains a long way from being resolved. Dave.
Simon, Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva controversially allowed to still compete in Beijing despite a pre-Olympic failed drug test, is the leader after the short program going into Thursday's round. Valieva helped Russia win a team figure skating event, but there won't be any medal ceremony for that or if she wins this individual Olympic competition. We just got another inflation update. Fox's Jenny Casola has it.
There's a report telling us why you're paying more for things. Businesses are paying more, too. Prices at the wholesale level jumped again last month. The producer price index rose a full 1% in January.
That's the month-over-month increase compared to a year ago, even almost 10% more than consumer prices even. On Wall Street, stocks are surging. The Dow's up about 300 points. Now to the Canadian capital, Ottawa.
Freedom!
That's the truckers' response to Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, invoking an Emergencies Act to drive out the truckers and financially punish some of them for what he calls an illegal blockade in Ottawa and at border crossings as they protest COVID mandates. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
There's an update on an investigation into former President Trump's tax and business dealings.
The accounting firm that prepared 10 years of former President Trump's financial statements has informed the Trump Organization those statements should no longer be relied upon and that it's severing ties with Trump and his company. In a letter made public, Mazars USA said it reached its conclusions based on revelations from the New York Attorney General's probe into the Trump Organization, its own internal investigation, and information it received. The AG's office claims Trump and his company regularly misstated the value of properties to get loans and tax benefits. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Now an update on the probe into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe by Special Counsel Durham. He has accused lawyer Michael Sussman, who worked for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, in a filing of working with a tech executive and an internet company to infiltrate computer servers at Trump Tower and then at the Trump White House to look for links with Russia. Sussman's already been indicted in the case.
Now Sussman's team says Durham is tainting the jury pool by releasing this information ahead of his trial. They've got a brand new court filing that says this, quote, the special counsel has again made a filing in this case that unnecessarily includes prejudicial and false allegations that are irrelevant to his motion and to the charged offense and are plainly intending to politicize this case, inflame media coverage, and taint the jury pool.
Fox's Shannon Bream. Back to Wall Street in today's big stock surge. The Dow is now up 280 points. The S&P 500 is getting about 250. The S&P 500's more than 50 points higher, but the price of oil's been plunging more than $4, back to about 91 bucks a barrel. But its recent surge has gas just shy of $3.50 a gallon for regular and AAA's national average, 19 cents higher than a month ago. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.